Turning to Washington now, President Trump has announced his support for a bipartisan criminal justice reform bill. This is known as the First Step Act, and the bill could represent the first big change to the nation's sentencing laws in decades. The White House is hailing this as a major bipartisan victory, but that's if the law makes it through Congress and to the president's desk. Nicholas Fandos of The New York Times is here to take us through this. Welcome, Nicholas, to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So give us the basics of this bill. We know there's sentencing reform. What are the other bullet points that make this so significant?
Right. So this bill basically has two parts. One looks at prison laws and the way that inmates are treated, where they're put, the conditions in prison, and it sets up a bunch of incentives to participate in things like job training programs and other things that the federal government feels will help reduce recidivism, reduce people coming back to prison after they're out. So you can earn new credits for that and additional good time credits that may help shorten sentences and hopefully prepare people for civilian life. The other half of this is, as you said, some modest sentencing reforms. Those include some reductions in mandatory minimum sentences for certain drug offenses that give judges a little bit more leeway to go around mandatory minimums in some cases. And they'd make retroactive a change that was passed in 2010, which narrowed the disparity between sentences for crack and powder cocaine crimes.
I want to get into the folks who supported this because I think this has had an interesting, if not unlikely, group of supporters. But I do want to ask first, is there any focus on the racial disparities of mass incarceration in this bill? Or was that behind a driving force for this? Because as we know, there are major disparities in terms of who's incarcerated. And I'm wondering, are criminal justice advocates satisfied?
Right. So it's interesting. You actually heard President Trump, who is perhaps an unlikely champion of that issue, speak about it at the White House yesterday. So the awareness of the ways that these laws from the 1980s and 90s unfairly incarcerated African-American offenders over white ones is very much in the backdrop here. But there's a variety of motivations. And so I think the idea is to build a big coalition of folks on the right who maybe are concerned more about the cost of federal prisons than a social justice motivation. In general, though, I think people are pretty satisfied with this bill. Liberals feel that a lot of the sentencing changes would have been more impactful if they'd been made retroactive rather than forward-looking. So there's some discontent there, but they feel these changes are important enough that we need to make them now, and we can come back and try and make them retroactive later.
And there's an interesting cast of characters, if you will, behind this. There are the Kochs, there's Jared Kushner, and I'm wondering if even the Kardashian family has also met with the president to talk about issues around criminal justice reform. How are any of those folks really driving this also?
I think they are. I think that those people have all been very influential in convincing the president to back something that maybe would be unnatural for someone who ran as a law and order kind of candidate. This effort has a long history on Capitol Hill, and it brings together, an unlikely cast of Republicans and Democrats there, chiefly Chuck Grassley from Iowa, who's a Republican, Dick Durbin from Illinois, who's a Democrat. They laid the legislative groundwork, but I think some of those outside folks you're talking about are the ones who made it possible for President Trump to feel he could get on board with this. And in turn, I mean, his endorsement is important because it potentially gives cover to conservative Republicans that are worried that they'll look weak on crime in their districts. And his support, given his popularity, probably helps bring some of them on board.
You're referring to the president's support.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple seconds left, but I'm just wondering, does this bill have good prospects for passage?
Well, I wish I knew. It's a short period of time. So Congress breaks in the middle of December for the end of their term. And so this is going to be a sprint to the finish line. House Speaker Paul Ryan has said this is a big priority for him. He's been a longtime champion of this issue, and he would like to see it get through the House. The Senate is where there may be a little bit more of a sticking point, because just procedurally it takes longer to work it through. So
we'll see what happens. Nicholas Fandos is a congressional correspondent for The New York Times. Nicholas, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The bill includes